Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Am I a hypocrite? I record a podcast in which I say, you should block your schedule and be very organized. And the day I listen to that podcast, my schedule's not actually very clearly blocked and not really terribly organized. Am I a hypocrite when I record a podcast that says, you need to be focused, you need to go fast in the morning, you need to have a lot of energy and power, start fast. And then that morning I got up and I looked at Facebook and I kind of putted around for a bit. Does that make me a hypocrite? No. No, it does not. And it doesn't for you as well. When you say something you want to do, you mean to do, you know you should do, but you don't do for whatever reason. We're all human. We're all striving. We're all growing. We're all trying to be better than we were yesterday and to have tomorrow be better than today. And if we could just do that, we wouldn't need to strive. We just get there. Boom. Mission accomplished. All done. But it takes longer than that to get there. It takes more to get there. You're a hypocrite if you're not trying. If you're saying, nobody should smoke, but I'm going to smoke because I'm better than you. That's what a hypocrite is. Is someone who judges others for things they're not doing. But we're all moving down this road together. And if I try to guide you, if I try to give you advice that I am also learning at the same time, and I am also having my human failings, that doesn't make me a hypocrite. That means I understand what you're going through. I can't necessarily take advice from millionaires and billionaires. They don't understand me. They don't understand life. So often I'll see someone who will just say, well, sometimes you just need to push a little harder and put a little more time in. And I'm like, I don't have any more time. I don't know how long your week is, but there's no more hours in mine. They don't understand. When you see wealthy people tell poor people they need to save more money. Save more money? Daycare costs more than their weekly paycheck. How are they supposed to save more money? They don't understand. The best advice comes from people who are in a similar place to you and a step or two ahead because they know how to get from where you are to where they are. If I'm 1,000 miles ahead of you, I can't tell you anything because I don't know where you are. You want me 1 mile ahead of you, 2 miles ahead of you. And if you're going to advise me, I want you 2 miles ahead of me. That is how we all move forward together. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.